GOP Senators Oppose Extra Funding to Move Economic Migrants into U.S. Jobs. By Neil Monroe on December 19, 2022. GOP senators are opposing a Democrat plan that would spend an additional $3.5 billion to accelerate the delivery of many more economic migrants into Americans' workplaces and housing. Rollcall.com reported. Senator Shelley Moore Capito, RW. Virginia, the Homeland Security Appropriations Ranking Member, said Republicans are concerned about providing emergency funding for border management without additional deterrence measures to stem the flow of migrants. My feeling is there has to be much a better effort through appropriations for deterrence, she said. Let's make some moves there and then see where we are. Democrats in Congress have already provided border agency officials with billions of dollars to quietly move economic migrants into cities and towns across the nation. The money is disguised as funding to counter emergencies and various government programs. But President Joe Biden's deputies want more money to help transport the extra migrants expected once the Title 42 border barrier is lifted on December 21. The funding also helps to minimize migrant crowds that might be broadcast by evening TV networks. The draft budget bill is expected to be released Monday, with the approval of at least 10 GOP senators. But some portions may not be decided until Thursday, such as the border funding. It is the GOP's last chance to use its control of the budget before October 2023 to protect the border as Biden's deputies rush to lift the Title 42 border barrier. Democrats expect to pass the budget with the help of 10 GOP senators, including several who are retiring. Democrats are portraying GOP opposition to the huge wave of government-backed illegal migration as support for border chaos. There's still a whole bunch of Republicans that are rooting for chaos on the border, said Christopher Murphy, DCN, told Roll Call. We just need to make sure we have enough money to let the border guards do their job. Under Biden and Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, the guards at the southern border are under orders to quickly process migrants for release into U.S. jobs and homes. But the vast majority of migrants are poor migrants who are crossing the border to get low-wage jobs because of the Democrats' invitation. The book club off Chicago.com reported on December 7. Omar Covas left his pregnant wife and children and traveled over 3,000 miles to get here. But he says the trip wasn't a choice, it was a necessity. Leaving home was the only way he would be able to find a job that would support his growing family. I was tired of not being able to provide for them. The easy migration policy is very unpopular among Americans, partly because it has such a huge pocketbook impact on Americans' wages, rents, and housing costs. Breitbart News reported on December 16. According to the latest Los Angeles Times/YouGov poll, 65% of Americans said Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, ought to be either detaining border crossers and illegal aliens or immediately deporting them to their native countries after they arrive at the United States-Mexico border. Notably, nearly 6 in 10 Hispanic Americans said border crossers and illegal aliens should be detained in the U.S. or deported to their native countries while awaiting their hearings. Only 26% said they support releasing new arrivals into the United States interior. Biden's catch-and-release network is so unpopular that even a majority of registered Democrats, 53%, said they want to see border crossers and illegal aliens detained or deported. Fewer than 3 in 10 Democrats said they support the Biden policy. The government's combination of legal and illegal migration may exceed the U.S. births in 2023. Almost 3.7 million Americans, including many children of illegal immigrants, were born in 2021.